Saturday night, I studied my sermon by antique gaslights, warmth to glowing at a pop of a switch.
I know you think the kingdom comes from the mouth of a gun like Peter, his knee on Malchus's neck.
Sunlight rooted through reds and blues of stained glass. Loud organ music vibrated in my belly.
Fell into the arms of a god saltier than my storybooks. Invisible ink evaporated on my squid-sized concept of covenant.
Welcome to a new season of the Vita Poetica Journal podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. The journal consists of
John Morris, co-editor-in-chief.
Caroline Langston, co-editor-in-chief.
Maggie Swafford, poetry editor.
Nikki Sheffield, visual arts editor.
Emily Chambers, Sharp Interviews Editor.
Darby Brown, Assistant Interviews Editor.
Samir Knego, Contemplative Practices Editor.
Katie Fisher, Prose Reader.
Emma Russell, Editorial Assistant.
And I'm Julie Wan, Managing Editor of the Journal. Now here to introduce our new Autumn 2023 issue is co-editor Caroline Langston, reading her editorial letter, Finding the Seed Within Decay.
At last, we have left summer behind and turned into fall, at least those of us who are in the Northern Hemisphere. I never even thought about that reality until I went to work for a global nonprofit and touched down one late October into a sparkling Johannesburg spring. Even now, it's an addendum I always have to remind myself about and one that I still find unsettling, as though my center of stability had been knocked off balance. The same way that, depending on the audience, I find myself shifting in conversation from AD to CE. Those essential contrasts between stability and flexibility, between the open and the closed, have been on my mind a lot lately. More than just on my mind, in fact, they are at a vestibular level of consciousness, something I can almost feel. My husband has been debilitated by a health crisis for months now, and I've been reminded of the value of the solidity of institutions. Even in this anti-institutional age, the infrastructures of marriage, family, church have held up and sustained me. Even in an increasingly post-Christian America, there's still a healthy respect for the aspiration that a house should be built with a firm foundation rather than on shifting sand. At the same time, there's the necessity to have the kind of foundation that can sway in the wind, if only imperceptibly. Apparently, I'm not the only one with these preoccupations right now. The links of this edition of Vita Poetica are replete with attempts to find the solid within the ephemeral, to find the germinating seed within the inescapable decay. And in doing so, they describe a spiritual perception that can be both solid and flexible at once. Consider Maxim Schreyer's poem, Grapes of Sukkot, whose self-confessed immigrant Russian Jew narrator cultivates a grapevine in a garden heretofore only for flowers, adding spirituality and sustenance. You'll have to read the whole thing to apprehend the grace of this culminating final stanza. Three springs and three autumns hence, the vine has spread its veiny dactyls across the sky and the fence, forming the panels of a tabernacle, no longer portable but still transient, and the clusters of grapes shine upon us like our ancestors' desert stars. Come to think of it, the sukkah is the perfect concrete embodiment of the very condition I've been trying to describe, open to the elements but still boundaried and sheltered, crowned by the sky. Joel Peckham's How to Walk in Space, Untethering, poignantly dramatizes that same twin balance of freedom and attachment, witnessing as the protagonist's father lies on his deathbed. And I thought of those first spacewalkers stepping out from the hatch, a gold-plated umbilicus, providing breath while keeping the body tied to the ship. Lifeline and leash at once and all of its circling, tangling, flashing with no up or down to go by but the blue earth and white of the sun, visors ablaze. How providential as well that this edition's installment of Rebecca Vickery's spiritual practice series would be a blessing for your belly, enable us to hallow our very centers of gravity. Balancing these polarities, may we end up at the acclamation to which Angela Townsend points us in her nonfiction meditation, Less and More. I had no idea what God was doing, an unfamiliar confidence that God was good. In this season, whichever one it is for you, may you be able to hold solidly and bend with grace.
We hope you'll tune in next week for the first episode of our new season. And as usual, we'll have new episodes up every Tuesday and Friday. And don't forget, you can always go to our website, vitapoetica.org, to listen to these readings as standalone pieces, as well as to stream the audio version of the whole issue. You'll have to tune into the podcast, though, to hear the authors introduce themselves and their pieces. And as always, the website is where you can learn more about us, find details on how to submit to the journal, and sign up to receive our email newsletter for announcements, events, and other news. Thanks for listening, and more soon.